All right. Today is the rundown. It is April 5th. The Masters has started behind us. We'll get into that real quick. Before we do, this is brought to you by Burger King. The big question is the new sourdough burger from Burger King. Is it a burger? Is it a sandwich? It's an ongoing debate. We keep talking about
sandwich.
I am on the burger side. It's a 2 flame grilled patty, so it's a burger, but it's also served on a toasted sourdough bun. This would be the sandwich part of the argument. I don't know whether it's a burger or a sandwich. I actually do. It's a burger. It's really good. Here's what makes it so good. Over half a pound of flame grilled beef on a sourdough bun with melted American cheese, crispy bacon. Decide for yourself whether it's a burger.
It's the sauce they put on there is what makes it.
Burger or sandwich only at Burger King. Limited time only at participating restaurants based on pre-cooked patty weight. If you want to send us a picture, tweet it to us, say burger or sandwich with your thing. We will retweet it. The Masters.
How happy are you?
Tiger Woods, y'all. Is that how the song goes, Coley?
Just nailed it.
Yep, that's
nailed it.
He's +3. Danger of missing the cut.
Big comeback coming.
I am not a Tiger guy. I just blogged this. Is he going to make the cut? I wanted to see him make it to Sunday and collapse. Not making the cut may be better.
Well, I was going to say.
Not making the cut would be one of the epic collapses of all time.
If that's you're rooting for failure, then this is the ultimate failure you got to have.
I didn't think epic failure because everyone's back. His swing, Nike unleashes his commercial.
Was he the favorite?
Nike, yeah, he was the favorite. Nike.
No, he's not the favorite.
Going in, he was.
No, he's not.
Wasn't he?
I mean, odds-wise, he was.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
No. Are you going to trust Frankie or me, who actually bet on Tiger? He was not the odds-on favorite. I can guarantee
you. At one point, he was.
Like 2 weeks ago, he was.
Yeah.
He was not this week.
Well, at one point going into it, he was the favorite going into the Masters.
Rory was better. Jordan Spieth was better. I'm pretty sure Justin Johnson had better
odds. At one point, he was the favorite going into the point being that people really thought he was actually going
to
win this.
He was tied for, so Spieth and Thomas were 10-1. Dustin Johnson, Tiger, Rory, and Rose were 12-1.
But I don't go off.
So that
means these are fake odds. I'm going off odds that you can bet, Dave. Like they always they pull up odds from
this
out
is
of nowhere.
From Sportsline on CBS.
Yeah, but I looked at it last night Tuesday night when
but
I
But he's not like far
there
and away.
What
did
you
bet
him at? 4 or 5 guys ahead.
What did
of him.
You bet him at?
10-1. It was a terrible bet.
So that's pretty close to the favorite.
12-1?
No. I'm telling you, there were like 4 or 5 guys ahead of him.
All right, that's fucking still pretty high up.
It was.
This
it's
tournament.
A dumb bet. It was he should have been like 20-1.
Nike's nuts a dragon on the ground.
Changed
they released
3 days
that he's back. Fucking commercial, which by the way, didn't even think of getting chills watching that. It just reminded me how much
you're
I
not
hate
a real
this
Tiger guy.
No, I hate him.
So right now, I'd like you to meet Tiger Woods.
He wins tournaments on a regular basis and has shot close to par on 18-hole courses.
Won 5 Junior World Championship titles.
And his name is Tiger Woods.
The youngest ever U.S. amateur.
Traveling fast.
And...
seen some history this week, all sorts of history.
I was young.
You still are.
Wow! Hole in one! Take that!
I'm not really getting a haircut, you know.
You sound like an ad.
How about that?
Expect anything different?
Fade? No. This is...
We now resume our programming.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Oh!
Well, that made Tiger happy.
Made me happy.
He's such
Tiger
a
hater.
Dorky little kid. He's such a dorky amateur. He was dorky at Stanford when they hit that game-winning
was
shot.
Was he dorky when he was pissing on Perkins waitresses?
No, that was hot.
I don't think so. Exactly.
But when he was wearing his Stanford shit and they hit the half-court shot, he runs on the court and he's afraid of people touching him. He runs off like a pussy.
He was a star out of the womb, Dave. You'd be dorky,
well, if you
too.
Build a robot, he's sitting on that host's leg like he's a fucking mannequin. Do you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, when he was a little kid
like
in the
a dummy,
gym,
like a
and his dad's like
yeah,
drove him around. And he's like, yeah. Tiger, pitch into this washing machine.
Where does this fit in all-time collapses if he doesn't make the cut?
Listen, we're one step at a time. First of all, he's going to make the cut.
Frankie's throwing out real
Frankie's saying
that.
The azaleas.
I was going to say, I've seen it all.
Bloom in too early.
I thought I've heard it all from the Tiger apologists. Legitimately blaming the azaleas.
He said they blew
you don't know.
Allergy
yeah.
season
you don't know, Kevin.
Is the most ridiculous sports argument I've ever heard
Kevin,
in my life.
Have you seen
he said that with a completely straight face. It's the azaleas,
how much,
bro.
How much a flower can what? Ravage someone
early
who has
blooming azaleas. They weren't blooming last year at this time.
Yeah. It was. It was a mild winter, Dave.
These guys have all their everything riding on this too. This is so embarrassing. Everything. Foreplay and Frankie.
Oh, me too.
Absolutely.
I trolled myself. I trolled Seth.
Shut down foreplay.
Yeah, that's it.
Their entire gimmick. Yeah, it's
tired. Like, I troll the shirts, shut the pod down, it's over.
I full on trollception to myself. Yeah. Because I was trolling them, and then all of a sudden now I put a big bet on Tiger, and I'm like, I think I'm rooting for him.
I asked him what the cut would be. He thinks it's going to be around 3 or 4, Frankie. So he's going to pick it up if he's going to do it.
You just got to avoid the drink.
Got to do it. That's good. That's golf talk.
I asked that. I said, is Tiger just hit it in the water? Is that good or bad? Turns out it's bad.
My money's on Phil, by the way. Now, that's a champion. Yeah, Phil. Watch, too.
He especially because we didn't get the bet in.
Yeah, and he's -1, and he knows
course. Is he elite? Who's at elite?
It's probably Louis.
Vijay.
Vijay Singh.
Vijay. Wow. I don't know. He was still doing it.
Yeah.
That's what everyone says. We were talking guys that just always pop up around the Masters. It's Jose Maria Alfabo. I saw him
Vijay,
in the mix. Louis Oosthuizen.
Tom Watson. Fred Couples.
Fred Boom Boom Couples always gets.
He's walking around in his skater shoes.
Day two, one of the best tans in the history of tans, Freddie Boom Boom Couples.
And then he sits in the cabin with Jim Nantz because they were college roommates and they like almost
French
kiss without actually touching.
All right, moving on. Sad news in the world of the Celtics. Kyrie Irving out for the entire playoffs, announced today. Announced 5 minutes after I asked Hank. I said, Hank, when is Kyrie coming back? He goes, oh, he's back first round of the playoffs. Next time I check my phone, he's out for the playoffs. Wow. Devastating.
I mean, we know what this means, right?
The Rome curse? No.
I mean, this is partially.
It's absolutely.
No, it isn't. No.
Why would it not be?
Why would it be?
There's because Rome put a curse on Dave to have of his sports teams fail.
Yeah, but, like, didn't.
But he's only sitting because they don't want to rush Hayward back.
Hey.
The Hayward injury happened months before.
Right, the Rome curse.
The Rome curse.
Well, Davey, you still have
Rome
your Bruins.
Rome put a curse on you, and Kyrie's out for the entire playoffs.
Yeah, but Hayward was out first.
So but what? He would play if Hayward were playing. That's what I'm getting.
We can do a would you this and would you that. Bottom line is there was a curse put on you.
Yeah, but Hayward got hurt before the curse.
And now Kyrie is hurt, too, after the curse.
Well, Coley's saying is that Kyrie was healthy enough to play. If Hayward was healthy, they would have foregone surgery on Kyrie Irving.
Understood. All I'm saying is...
But you don't seem to be accepting that fact, which is pretty straightforward.
Couldn't be more straightforward.
My question to you, Dave and Coley, is not like, you know, this playoffs, but Kyrie's got leg problems. He's always had leg problems. He's always been a little bit injury prone. And, like, that's when you injure your knees and ankles, they don't just magically come back in the NBA. So.
It stinks. He's great. I still think the Celtics are pretty deep. Rozier's pretty good.
I'm not saying his career's over, but like you have to, in the back of your mind, you now have to be like, can Kyrie stay healthy?
I'm happier he's going forward without like wires and like screws in his
knee. Well, that was what we were joking when they said it's minimally invasive surgery. That's not a real thing. They either cut you open or they don't.
No.
I mean, like that's still, Joe Cano like, had minimally invasive surgery. It's never been the same.
He's much older.
No, I know, but like that's it's such a lie when they're like, oh, we'll just clean some shit out of your knees.
I agree 100%, but I feel like Jordan was a big, like, I'm going to get my knee drained every year kind of guy.
Dwayne Wade got his knees drained until his head's bone on bone.
I feel like Sixers fans are licking their chops now. Yeah. Holy. You see our guy Mo and all the Sixers fans believing this is it now.
Dave, just a betting
chance.
They're setting themselves up for big failure.
Big failure. Like, they trusted the process, and now they're, like, getting so ahead of themselves.
Like, they yell at me and Tyler because we don't have Simmons as, like, a top five player right now.
What a horrible play!
That was a Schwarber.
That was a horrible play!
Is that four, Jerry?
That was one of the worst plays I've ever seen a major leaguer make.
That was a Schwarber.
That was me.
Oh, and when you got the hood thing on, you look even more ridiculous. That's not a good
win. You're welcome. Yes, I bet the Red Sox -260.
Oh, Kiermaier, Indiana guy. He put a Vaseline all over his body because of the cold.
Look at this. This is a fly ball to center field.
Yeah, this is a Schwarber, big time.
Did he fall on his face?
Oh, actually, no, that's not a Schwarber. Schwarber usually dives and then it rolls by him.
Schwarber literally.
A kindergarten kid could have
caught
that.
Dave, can I just alert you to something? Yeah. Jared has a feed that's like 10 seconds ahead. So for gambling purposes, you got to tell him to turn it off.
Yikes.
Jared, you got to turn that off.
What? Why are you ahead? We have the game on here.
Because it's right in front of my face versus having an obstructed view that's
slower.
Turn
it on that TV.
What?
Turn it on that TV.
This is not an actual TV. It's a monitor. No, I'm good. I'm good being ahead.
You can't gamble on something where someone's ahead.
Jared, I guarantee if this game comes down to the end, I will take your computer.
Dave and I have come
Why can't you just stand over here?
because I'm going to be in
Jared, let me tell you a little
there.
Something. Dave and I almost came to blows in L.A. from a Utah State BYU football game because he was convinced my game cast was like 2 seconds ahead of his. He forbid me from
I'll
using my game
computer.
Cast.
I will. If it comes down to it and I have it coming down and you like know what happens 10 seconds before me, I will smash your computer.
He's not lying.
I'm going to take that risk. You won't do that.
Jared Grumble knew about out. That 2 years ago.
No run. What? See?
That's me. That's, I don't know why I even got
that's a pretty big error.
Why didn't you know?
I didn't see it. I was arguing with my dad.
I didn't see it.
I was arguing with
all
my
right.
dad.
SeatGeek.
Dad's going to smash that fucking computer.
I will. Promo code RUNDOWN. You get $10 off your first ticket order. Use the code RUNDOWN. I don't think Karis knows me. I will.
No, I know you, and I know you will. You absolutely
will. I will take
that.
I'm going to smash the fuck out of it if I find out like that something happened before
if
I
If you lose and Jared knows like,
yeah,
10
like,
seconds
oh, they
before
screw,
you lose.
I will take it. I will break the fuck out of it. SeatGeek, promo code RUNDOWN. Deal, you get $10 off your first ticket order. Use the code RUNDOWN.
He's dead serious.
I really
he's
hope.
Dead serious.
Like, I'm just thinking in my head, I really hope this game
no,
comes
he's
down
dead
to, like,
serious.
A
I don't
final
think
play.
Jared realizes how serious he is.
This is a pretty funny story. So Sumo Wrestling Japan, you get a politician doing the meet and greet in the ring, passes out, looks like maybe the politician's dead. Everyone's rushing to resuscitate, including women. They had some nurses and a like cardiac specialist. Strict traditions with sumo, the hair, all that jazz, women not allowed in the ring. So the announcer is screaming, woman, get out of the ring. Woman, get, and they do. They'd rather let this guy die. I respect the people are like, oh, it's tradition. So what? No women in the ring.
I feel like the guy would rather die too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, don't get out of here.
No,
leave me alone, let me die.
No one man is bigger than tradition.
No. You know who, the Hootie, speaking of masters, Hootie's definitely like sitting there applauding being like, no women in the ring.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like 1,000%.
Is Hootie still alive?
No,
oh,
he
yes,
died.
He is. Because he's selling vodka. I saw him.
I thought he died.
In
you thought Hootie died?
Youngstown, yeah. Ohio, like.
Because
like,
he's not the guy anymore there.
I saw him in Youngstown, Ohio, like he's a vodka salesman.
No way.
He has what? His own vodka.
The
search
guy who
it,
ran the
search
Masters?
It. No, oh, I'm thinking of the racist guy who made fun of Tiger's menu. Who's that?
Fuzzy Zeller.
Fuzzy Zeller's selling vodka.
Hootie Johnson is dead.
Fuzzy
Zeller's selling vodka.
2017, yeah.
I knew Hootie died because he would have never given up that job.
Because he could feel the winds changing in the world.
Yeah.
And he coming just, I'm out.
Great.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Speaking of winds changing, Stephen A. Smith.
Fuzzy Zeller.
Who gets away with really saying outrageous things quite a bit, and ESPN doesn't seem to care, said Josh Rosen wants to go to New York over Cleveland because of the Jews. And then Cleveland, by the way, clapped back. They're like, we actually have a lot of Jews.
What if Josh Rosen's the answer? What if he's the guy that you can't pass on? And oh, by the way, how should you feel about passing on him if indeed he's as problematic as Jim Mora came across as portraying him as? Now, in defense of Jim Mora, he may have been doing it to dissuade the Cleveland Browns from picking him because Josh Rosen, according to my sources, would prefer to be in New York. He's Jewish. It's a stronger Jewish community. He'd rather be in the New York market than the Cleveland market, blah, blah, blah. We don't know.
So something I did.
It's a
yeah.
Jew off.
Yeah.
No
it's a Jew
way.
Yeah, they do.
I don't think I believe that.
I mean, it's not New York, but it was big. They put out the census.
There are Jews in like Israel, LA, and New York. Like, that's it.
It's a Jew off.
They're definitely in New York. And by the way, does Josh Rosen give a fuck about that? He doesn't strike me as a guy who really gives a fuck about that.
Josh Rosen has gotten to the point.
So we're going to leave this guy on now. Man on third, two outs, and they're out of it.
Stephen A. Smith is smart and good at his job because he knows that if you just say anything about Josh Rosen right now, you'll get headline news. Because Jim Mora Jr. is like making a second career off of bashing Josh Rosen.
Yeah, it's crazy. He is a coach. I don't think he's going to be a very good pro, but.
I think he is.
You do?
I think he's the best. I like him as like the best natural passer, yeah.
I like Darnold.
Do you think there's any way he cares about the Jews?
No.
Like, that is one of the craziest.
No, I think the criticism of Josh Rosen that, like, it's this weird thing that's gotten kind of twisted where it's like, oh, he doesn't care enough about football. I do think there's an element where Josh Rosen might think he's smarter than his coaches, and that is a problem because you obviously don't want a guy being like, well, I know what to do, you don't know what to do, and like throwing his teammates under the bus. But this whole like he's a millennial and he's distracted, that's bullshit.
I just didn't think – I never was overly impressed with him at UCLA. I think
I thought he had a shitty team and made a lot of good plays out of nothing. Hmm.
Felix Gray. FelixGrayGlasses.com/rundown. Felix Gray glasses have blue light filtering technology designed to eliminate glare from the screen, and they look good. Free shipping and returns. Go to FelixGrayGlasses.com/rundown. Check them out. Last one, Conor McGregor stripped of his lightweight title. He hasn't fought in 500 days. He says, you do nothing, cunts, will not take my belt. This is kind of a no-brainer. To me, it's a non-story. It's not the first time it's happened in boxing and combat. If you don't fight, you can't keep the title.
Facts.
I mean, so I don't, it's really a non-story. It sucks for UFC because it's, he's, now you just don't have a title because he is the title holder.
Well, but someone else gets it, they're going to have a title fight, right?
Yes.
And a vacated title.
But it's like your paper champion.
What's up, Nate? Nate's got something.
Oh, boy. Nate coming in like going bananas.
What's he doing?
Conor McGregor picks up a guardrail, attempts to throw it at a bus. Absolute chaos in New York.
That was when, Nate?
Half hour ago?
Like right after they stripped the title?
I believe so.
Well, no, they stripped the title a while. Oh, yeah, he's got like a guardrail. He's going nuts. But this just looks like a WWE stunt. Yeah,
that's what people were wondering.
That's a WWE stunt. That's like when
is,
they go
so is
to
this all the, a stunt? The is this all
no,
a, like,
they have to strip the title. He won't fight. The problem is Conor McGregor is now bigger than the UFC.
Right.
They can't find an opponent where he can make enough money. The only guy who can make enough money is Floyd Mayweather. So it's a problem for the UFC. He's become too big for the UFC. They waited forever to strip him. Because they didn't want to. Like, they just stripped a guy of his title because he got injured.
Right.
So, but McGregor, it's like, if the guy's not going to fight, that, what we just saw, which we'll put him throwing the railing, that looked like when Vince, that looked like when Stone Cold was in the supermarket versus Booker T.
Oh, yeah.
One of the all-time.
Throwing all the food
on
him.
There is a pretty aggressive video that just came out of him throwing it through a window of a bus, which is stepping it up a little bit. But
you mean what we just walked at?
Yeah, there's that one where he's throwing, that's the one he saw. Okay. There's a couple of videos out there.
The Dave and I have a hot
brilliant,
take.
By the way, that is why he's the best.
Yeah. Dave and I have a hot take we're working on that if he does fight Floyd in MMA, Floyd will win.
Super hot take. It'll be pretty good. This is a mess, this game.
That's
by the
take
way.
I believe
in. I think it's Jarrett's feet.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Yes.
Why?
Because if Floyd had enough time to train his takedown defense, like when Conor goes after him, Floyd will just punch him in the face a million times and move to the left.
I don't know about a win, but I'd say this. He will be a lot more competitive at MMA than vice versa.
Conor was boxing, yeah. Yep.
I mean, obviously if Conor gets him on the ground, yes, back.
Everything's going to shit right now. Tiger Birdie, lead off double.
If he got him on the ground, obviously it's lights out, but I'm arguing under the premise that I don't think he'd be able to take
it. I don't think it's a crazy take at all. So, all right, that's the rundown. Yeah, that's it. This game is a mess. Lead off double.
Tommy, that tweet, I mean, that's hot.
How do we not get a guy from
triple? That was a huge
triple?
Putt. That was a huge